This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Nā mai, haere mai, kia ora tēnā koe, Free FM 89.0, Cosmopolitan News and Views. Cloudy periods with a chance of a late evening shower with nor'easterlies. Tomorrow, occasional rain for King's Birthday Monday, nor'easterlies gusty from afternoon. Today's forecast high is 19 degrees, 15 overnight. And at the moment, we are sitting on around about 19 degrees. It's a bit cloudy out there and a bit breezy. Sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m, set tonight at 5:10 p.m. and will rise again tomorrow morning at 7:24 a.m. Welcome to the day. This is Cosmopolitan News and Views. I'm Bruce Scott. The opinion is mine. What's on my mind? Column comment. History, events and song, May 31. New Zealand Hit Parade, May 31, 1964. Climate change, world politics with Gary Schofield. Ports of call with Dwayne Porter. Trevor Lloyd. Trevor's talk before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, in the last week, we have lost one of New Zealand's musical icons, Dame Jules Top. Twin sister Linda is beside herself, and she took it out at the Aotearoa Music Awards. Paul Goldsmith, the Minister of Culture, was in the audience, took it out on him with an expletive-filled speech. I've heard bits and pieces of the speech, but I won't repeat because it is very expletive-filled. Dame Linda, of course, was inconsolable. She had lost her friend and sister of 68 years. But what got me is the comments made by the platform, Sean Plunkett and Michael Laws. They took it out on a grieving Dame Linda and said her comments were not right. And of course, the trolls on the platform webpage went berserk too, claiming, among other things, that their cafe that they had closed down because of the attitude of the twins. Maybe right, maybe wrong. But when a person is grieving, as famous as Dame Linda Top, you would think that Plunkett and Laws would have some sympathy. And of course, in an era when we're going to lose control of our broadcasting with the BSA being taken away, we don't know what's going to happen with the platform. The platform has been regarded as a media organisation. It's like this radio station, a media organisation. We're live like this program right now. But we don't need the stuff that Plunkett and Laws gave out against the Top Twins this week. It was bad. Paul Goldsmith should take what he deserves in their eyes and many, many others. Money for entertainment and arts in New Zealand in the budget. Just to tell you, Plunkett and Laws, wake up. 151-214, May 31, 2026.
Put another log on the fire.
1975 this day, teenager Mona Blades hitchhiking to Hastings picked up an orange Datsun station wagon on the Cambridge Highway. She was never seen again.
Baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers.
This day in 1916, the High Seas World War I Battle of Jutland. 1935, New Zealand Prime Minister Jim Bolger. Born, he died last year. Day in 1939 that fascist Oswald Mosley was detained. Was this day in 1962 that Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann was executed in Israel. That Prince Rainier of Monaco was born. Of course, he was married to Grace Kelly, Princess Grace of Monaco. Prince Rainier died in 2005.
Suntan, wind blown, honeymooners at last alone. Feeling far above.
And it was this day in 1930 that actor, producer, director Clint Eastwood, Kelly's Heroes, Paint Your Wagon, Dirty Harry was born. He's 96 today, and from the movie which he starred as Kelly, from MGM. This is the My Curb Congregation.
Back and left and standing there. All
Yes, Clint Eastwood is 96 today. That is Burning Bridges from one of my favorite movies of all time with Don Rickles. There was Telly Savalas, his brother George. Whole bevy of American comedians and actors in it. And Clint Eastwood would be the only surviving main actor in the movie. All the rest are sadly deceased. And Carol O'Connor was also in it from All in the Family, New Zealand Hit Parade. Chartorg.nz, May 31, 1968, Knighton Road Normal School here in Hamilton, not far from where I live, opens the first assembly hall. That's New Hall, actually. The hall opened on the 25th of the same month. With the role getting larger, the stage was removed, extra windows and kitchen upgrade. Congratulations to the Knighton Road School. You've got to mention on today's Cosmopolitan News and Views from 1968. Here is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. From 1968.
Pig was sitting on a limb, marsh, his chicken but nearly got him wrung his neck and picked him clean, funniest chicken I ever seen.
Hey, bear with Nelly, ho,
I walk him in the yard, made three steps and just one died. Never says who you think I am, they hot wrist and a barrel on a ham.
Hey, Bear with Nelly, ho, oh, Bear with Nelly, hey, Bear with Nelly, oh.
One day, riding on a load of hay, sold a man a trip to Mars, and now she sits behind the bars.
Hey,
on her Sunday dress, hoping it would look the best. Made out of an oak wheat sack, oatmeal wrote right on the back.
Hey, Bear with Nelly, ho, Bear with Nelly, hey, Bear with Nelly, oh, mommy.
Got a pair of shoes and she can wear them if she'll choose. So why the heck she's got the blues? She wants to wear size 22s.
Hey, Bear with Nelly, ho, Bear with Nelly, hey, Bear with Nelly, oh,
hey, Bear with Nelly, ho, Bear with Nelly. Ha ha, yeah, that is of course the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and Barefoot Nelly from 1968. Well, we talked earlier about the one and only, the death of Jules Top, Dame Jules Top. Her 68-year-old twin sister is beside herself and she let fly at the recent Aotearoa Music Awards. And, of course, it got a lot of publicity on with Plunkett and Laws on the platform and the trolling. Some of it was such evil, I can't repeat some of what went on. But let's take a track from the Top Sisters. This is called Calf Club Day.
But gold and silver stolen men were
FM 89.0, paying tribute to the Top Twins. That is the Top Twins and Calf Club Day. I remember these days. Yes, I had a few calves since primary school. And yeah, it is sad this week that we lost one of New Zealand's most musical icons. Andrea, you remember the Top Twins. Everybody remembers.
I do indeed, yes.
It is sad, but it's just a comment afterwards by Sean Plunkett and others. It's I'll just turn you. Could you turn your microphone round a bit? That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you won't be able to hear me. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's good. Did they appear in any movies or do you know of that have been in film festivals in the past?
Well, I think there was a film that was made about the Top Twins.
Yes.
Did feature in one of the international film festivals, so
they were very popular. They seem they were friendly with everybody. They were a Waikato, family, and their parents are still alive, and they've got a brother.
And they were just so well regarded in so many worlds, not just the musical world, but the film, the whole
Just because Dame Linda opened up at the Aotearoa Music Awards against Minister of the Crown sitting in the audience. All those trolls. Anyway, we're going to talk movies, but first of all...
All right.
We're going to talk about this and much, much more at 3FM 89.0. Matt Hemsworth. We've got to have that's the best it's gone through so many changes over the years. It's now 20th Century Pictures. It's owned by Disney.
But it's just so recognisable.
It is. Okay, the French Film Festival is on at the moment.
Yes, started on Wednesday night with a very successful opening screening of a historical drama called Colours of Time.
Yes.
And so I think, which was thoroughly enjoyed by all. We had quite a packed, packed couple of cinemas. So that's always a good start when you've got a festival that moves good from the start.
The French, over the years, have had some fantastic movies. I've got comedy movies. They're fabulous at comedy movies, the French, and it's their language that...
They love their farce. They love their... And of course, the Calmy, Lauren Calmy, has done so many films that that just have such a gorgeous sense of timing.
We'll catch up with a movie on Charles de Gaulle shortly.
Oh yes,
yes. But first of all, what's happening today?
Well, today that's a bit. Oh, you've got me there, my dear. So
go for it. Good. Sorry, she's shifting pages.
I'm trying to catch her.
No.
Myself, my dear. Right, on Sunday. Well, we've actually got an evening with Victor Hugo, but that's starting at 12:30.
Oh, that's Les Miserables. He's the guy behind that.
Yes, and Just an Illusion. There's about five films today to catch up with. So. And Just an Illusion, The Stranger, Cycle of Time, just a real mixture of dramas and historical works.
Yep.
So that's probably what we would say sort of epitomises the festival a little bit too, that it's a real mixture of contemporary and historical works. Mm. So they've... and most of them will be screening at least three times because the festival's over such a reasonable period of time.
And not only the Lido, it's at the Tivoli as well. Cambridge.
Yeah, so if you fancy a ride on the double-decker bus out to Cambridge.
I hope it comes off because
it's
an electric double-decker bus.
Oh,
so,
brilliant.
Yeah, so hopefully Mel will get over there. But today's... screenings. What time are we get the kids together and take them to the Tivoli? The Cambridge, and of course here at the Lido.
Well, at Cambridge, we've got a film called Case 137, which is one that I had actually picked to go and see, which is a thriller.
Yep.
And one that I think will be really good good value. So it's about Leo Drucker, who's the star, was rightly awarded. She got a César and Lumia Best Actress Awards for this film, and it's a police thriller. Yep. So and they're always ones that have you on the edge of your seat. Yes. So, and they do so well. And then The Richest Woman in the World, which also was one that was picked by Kate Roger.
Yes.
As being one that she definitely wanted to see. Now, that's based actually on the true story of the heiress to the L'Oreal fortune.
Yes.
And,
oh, that's the makeup people,
the
is it?
The makeup, yeah, exactly. And that one apparently is also opened at Cannes. So that's going to be one that probably could be most interesting to see. It did very, very well in France. So we'll see how it does here, but I imagine that it will attract a good crowd. The other films, of course, that always attract a crowd are going to be ones about the Camino, and we are not left short of a Camino film in this festival.
Mm-hmm.
So already that has shown to a very, very big audience. I think it was Thursday I spoke to the people at the Lido, and they said that one was well booked. And the film, another film that I wanted to go and see, was called The Musicians.
Yes.
And that's the one that in which it's a comedy, and Musician stars Valerie Donzelli as a wealthy heiress whose plan to stage a landmark concert is derailed by the dashing, clashing egos of the virtuoso recruited for the performance. And she brings together four Stradivarius violins. So that's going to be something, I think, which would be quite worth having a look at.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And Queen's Birthday Monday, there must be some movies on to go Queen's Birthday. Sorry, I'm so used to saying that. Yeah, King's Birthday Monday.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, All of the films that I thought I might, you know, have a look at are actually screening on King's Birthday. So we've got The Moneymaker, which is about a... it's also a true story that about the a man who counterfeited notes and almost brought the Bank of France to a standstill.
Oh, been plenty of them over the years.
Yeah, Case 137, Richest Woman in the World, and Colours of Time, which was the opening night film, which had a really very solid reviews afterwards.
Have any of these movies, if you take the kids along, have they got certificates on them? And just a warning there.
Not that I... there are just... Mostly what I can see that they are PG. There's one here that just says it's M. So there's nothing there that says R18 or R16.
Maybe older kids, leave the preteens at home, take the younger kids along and have a coffee there. And if you want to have a glass of wine, you can do that too. And
No, it's always a very pleasant out, and you can sit... go there beforehand, and if you're like me in film festivals, you come out and you have a great chat about the film and wait to go on to the next one. So that's one of the things that can be done in both cinemas, both the Lido and the Tivoli. So that's nice.
And turn your cell phones off, please.
Oh, please, yes. If there's nothing that really irritates me more, it's really... Oh, it just because it just lights up the whole of of the row when you turn it on.
And don't overdo it on the alcohol, because I don't think the Lido staff would like to pick you up off the floor if you fall over after having too much.
The cell phones. Usually, there's a notice at the beginning of the film that that does warn you about that. But so particularly when you've got big audiences and things. So, yeah. But no, I'm looking forward to catching up with a few of the what's on offer. And at this time of year, it's always nice to have a focus to do it. The Film Society, we're not screening because it's King's Birthday weekend, but we're still putting our films on On the Monday night.
That's good. Hey, thank you, Andrew. Coming, we may get you back in before the.
I can give you a little bit of update on how things are going.
They run out of programs, but you can
always go online and see what's coming up today and tomorrow.
I brought a few programs up to you, Free FM, and they've all gone. So there's other interest coming up shortly too. We're going to play Susan Boyle, I Have a Dream, from Les Miserables. This is the world first knew Susan Boyle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sent old poor old Simon into raptures, and he's just apologised about how he dealt with Susan in a recent blog. So we'll leave you here and we'll play you Susan Boyle.
Oh.
Susan Boyle, and that is I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables. And that was from, of course, Britain's Got Talent at Free FM 89.0. Well, recently there have been some drug hauls here in New Zealand as the police and the authorities get tough. There was a recent haul of cannabis and, of course, the artificial stuff. They had a big haul of that. I saw it all. These police seem to go to the media and you see all these bags of cocaine or other drugs laid out and guns too. Good afternoon, Stephen King.
Yes. It's certainly no shortage of supply.
Yeah.
Of drugs.
Yeah, and I smell it all the time in Garden Place when I'm walking through there. And
yes.
And the police are getting tougher in Hamilton. I saw so many police cars in Hamilton last night. It's going up and down Victoria Street. So I think that's a new plan to stop crime in the central city. So what have you heard on the grapevine, well, the drug line this week?
Well, there's nothing specifically on the grapevine as such, other than we've got a significant problem and no definitive solution.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Was there any money in the budget for drug treatment and all that? Does that include health?
No. I think we're fairly well down the line when in a specific area. When you think of the many different health issues that people have and the needs as we go forward, you know, it's going to increase the age population and everything that goes with that, and then there's kids and all the rest of it.
It is sad because I'm looking at what's going on in the city all the time, and I go to the bus stops and there's beer cans all over the place or beer bottles, and so it's a city-wide problem, not only in the CBD.
Well, it's a human problem, really. It's how people cope with their reality. It's how they escape their situation, and of course their situation when they come down, it's the same you know, to merry-go-round. It's the same same problems. But I, you know, the, when you say about funding and the budget, as it's clear to everybody, no matter which side of the political spectrum you come from, you know, there's no money.
We've got
a problem. And part of that, I would make mention of the, there's an issue in the charitable trusts.
Yes.
Did you read about that?
No. I'm sorry, turn my mic on again. You tell us the story, Stephen.
Well, I'm waiting to find out the specifics, but, you know, when you make a donation to a charitable trust, you get to claim 33% of that back as a tax incentive to help the charitable trusts, and I've somewhat survived on that. Well, they're actually going to $100,000, and if you know, a private citizen giving $100,000, well, I'm assuming it's individuals. I don't think it'll affect the community trusts at all. Then any 33% of $100,000 you won't be or above. You won't be getting that tax incentive.
It is sad. Was this part of the agreement between National Act and New Zealand First?
I did hear a hint that there's something in that area, but I think it needs a lot more investigation, because I think the it's only going to have a small impact. It's easy to write things up, as you know, in the media and make it all look so bad. However, I guess there's a level of trust we have to have that the government of the day have got some ideas of what they're doing, particularly from the economic, financial devastation that we're currently in. But let's get back to the drugs, mate, I'm not a political specialist. I will be having my smarter academic friends getting down to the financial world, getting down to what it means for my charitable work, because we've been the beneficiary of a lot of giving, because, you know, people get to hear the difference we make.
I kind of look at, we have got a drug and alcohol problem. I just look at the kids wandering around with their parents around the city. The kids are yelled at and sworn at, the F word, et cetera, et cetera. We're in a bad society at the moment.
Well, I don't know about, you lead me up the garden path there a bit, Bruce. I mean, such is the human experience, where people do the best that they can with the tools that they have.
Yep. So you've got some places for these people to go to come and
absolutely
dry out, as they say.
Yeah, but as you know, and I've said many times before on your show here, and thanks for having me.
Yes.
People only change when they choose to change, and when they they're generally motivated by the negative outcomes of their drinking or their drug use, the loss of access to the children, the loss of trust of their loved ones, in trouble with the police, nowhere to live, all that stuff, and they decide to have a look-see to see if there is a life after alcohol and drugs. The thing about addiction, of course, it's not till they actually experience that for themselves, because they're giving up the way they're currently coping for a better way of living life on life's terms, like I did myself personally, and I've never looked back. It was the thing. But I do know I only changed because of the benefits that came with that, that the policeman was no longer chasing me around. That the policeman's actually your friend.
Yeah.
It's a novel idea, isn't it?
Yeah. One organ in your body should usually be checked out when you go to the doctor is your liver, because your liver has to deal with all the stuff you put in it, from bad food to alcohol. It stuffed my liver up for a while, drinking alcohol. I haven't touched a drop for about nearly 4 years, so I'm in a happy space at the moment.
I wouldn't be here if I hadn't stopped, my friend.
Yep, so next time you go and get your PSA test, et cetera, get your liver checked out, do the bloods, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, I do as best I can with, and you know, I'm lucky. I was blessed with some fairly good genes, but I'm You know, it's about, you're dead right, Bruce. It's about taking care of and keeping a track of.
Yep. And kind of keep a control of some of these new outlets when it comes to alcohol. There's just too many of them in a city of this size here in Hamilton. Every street corner in the city has got an alcohol outlet. It's you see the big boxes on crates outside the door. So, hey.
Well, it's supply and demand.
Yep.
And, you know, alcohol, it's part of our, you know, part of our historical society where, you know.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. We're going to keep up and have you every couple of weeks just to keep us informed. Your phone number for people who want to talk to you?
Yeah, look, I am talking to the family members often. Not the one with the drink problem. Yep. I talk to them too, but it's the frustrated family members who have tried everything to convince their loved one that their use of substances and or excessive drinking needs to change, and they've not been able to convince them. My phone number is 0274 733 777.
Yep.
And I will take your call, and if you don't get me, it's because I'm talking to somebody else.
Yep.
And I will help you with how the pathway plan to change is set about from all the various thinkings about the issues of problem. So I have a standard set of questions. Yep. I'll ask you, and then I'll be able to point you in the right direction.
Have you got a website online that they can all the contact numbers?
Just go to the health pages. We're actually just developing our website. Yep. Go to the health pages. Look for Stephen King. Look for the Alcohol and Drug Community Support Trust. Eventually, when you've rung all the various numbers, eventually you'll get to me, and I'll answer the phone.
I kind of talk every once in a while to the city. Safe crew, these, and they're great guys, but they're sick and tired of picking up the pieces of the drunks sleeping in doorways, etc. They've got to move them on, and where do they go? And
well, that's a very big discussion that I think our society still needs to have, because I remember the days back where Sir Keith Holyoake. The philosophy of the conservative thinking in those days. For those who work hard and prosper, they ought to enjoy the fruits of their labours, and rightly so. But we must never forget to take the great unwashed with us, which is a novel concept. Keep the gap between the rich and the poor. For those who work hard, good on them, but keep the gap.
Yeah, Kiwi Keith also said, breathe through your nose.
So, yeah.
Anyway... Yeah. But don't put anything up your nose. It's that is bad too. So
well, yeah, we've got cocaine here now.
Yep.
Not good.
Stephen King, thanks very much for coming in. We'll take you out with another track from the Top Twins. We lost Dame Jules.
Yes, a real loss. Top. Real loss.
68. That's too young.
It is.
So here we go.
FM 89.0, independent community media, 25 past one. That is the song from the Top Twins. Yes, if you haven't heard, we, of course, lost Dame Jules this week to breast cancer. It is time men and women got themselves checked out. Time for some memories. This is the final day for me for New Zealand Music Month. It is a sporting event. Do you remember this?
Again to Harris. Here he is passing the ball. Sutherland up from fullback. Well caught by Stone. This was Twigden. That was intercept by Stone. And has he got the legs? Arthur Stone! He's just having a go. Now that is a great try for 19-year-old Arthur Stone.
Yes, Arthur Stone from Waikato. Yeah, remember that try? And we want to know where Arthur Stone is these days. We want to have a chat to him. It is 25 past 1 o'clock. Golden Disc Award winner of, or was it the, it was an award winner. It broke the monopoly of HMV EMI back in the mid-70s. That is Creation with Carolina. Great sporting events. We remember one Lance O'Sullivan. His father was a well-known Matamata trainer. Paul was there too in a big family. And the race of the century, they call it. It happened in, I think it was the WS Cox Plate. It was Big Red, Bone Crusher, up against Waverly Star out of the Matamata stable.
1,100 to go. Roman Artist cutting out a fair pace. Out a length and a half, Society Bay, clear second now. On the rails, Dandy Andy, and a half length to March Akita. Two lengths to Drawn, having a good run from Imprimatur. Our Waverly Star will want to be far up. Here's Bone Crusher. He's pulling to the outside, shooting around them, and our Waverly Star's going with it. Aberidi at the head of the others with Drought, Dinky Flyer, the Filbert and Tristram. Here come the New Zealanders, our Waverly Star and Bone Crusher. They've raced to the lead. 600 out. Have they gone too early? Two lengths to Drought running up the third from Society Bay. They were followed then by Drawn Under the Whip at the head of the others, Dinky Flyer. But our Waverly Star, he got a half length of Bone Crusher. He's gone for the whip on Bone Crusher. Three lengths to Drought, followed then by Dinky Flyer and Drawn. But the two great New Zealanders have come away on the turn. Our Waverly Star, a half-length Bone Crusher. The Big Red won't give in. Drought running on. Bone Crusher responds to the whip.
the roars of the crowd. He races up to our Waverley Star. 100 out, Bone Crusher, our Waverley Star. Stride for stride, nothing in it. Our Waverley Star, the rails, Bone Crusher, the outside. And Bone Crusher races into Equine Immortality.
The voice of the late Bill Collins, fabulous racing commentator. That is Bone Crusher beating Al Waverley Star. The WS Cox played at exactly 1:30 at Free FM 89.0. This is David Curtis.
I'm gonna knock on your door.
Let us join together. That, of course, is Steve Allen from the 1974 Commonwealth Games, released in 1973. Just to follow up on Stephen King, I notice that people are smoking big time in the transport centre with all the signs around. Guys and girls, you are not allowed to smoke in the transport centre, either vape. So stop it. If you get caught by CitySafe, you may be removed. It's a bylaw from the Hamilton City Council that you're not allowed to vape or smoke in there. Shortly, more. But I think with the New Zealand Music Month, we've got to have a bit of this guy. Hopefully he does come up. Let's try again. He's doesn't want to speak. He's not going to speak, but we had some Billy T. James lined up. But, yeah, so hopefully we will get him shortly here at 3FM 89.0. Another track from an adult and the boy singer, David Curtis.
Closer, walk with thee. Grant to Jesus, here's my plea. When we're walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Yeah, that is David Curtis and both male singers and adult and teenage singer and put together by EMI. I think we finally found Billy T. James.
Oh, didn't occur to you. Last night up north, somebody stole a toilet seat out of the Kaikoura police station. Now the cops got nothing to go on. Yeah, they just left a big hole there. But that's all right, because the cops are looking into it. A fellow was held in contempt, got told off by a judge in Henderson today. When the judge said, I fine you $100, the fellow said, yeah, where did you find it? Oh, a cow cocky nearly died of exposure from standing in the middle of his paddock for 18 hours. The man said he was trying to win the Nobel Peace Prize by being outstanding in his field.
The fabulous late and great Billy T. James. It's 21 to 2 at 3FM 89.0.
I am shot and blow. Though I'd like to think he really was to blame. Well, I never knew or never will his name. I guess that someone somewhere knew him well, and they'll cry when they are told that he is fell. But it's hard for me to think of him as good, 'cause he'd have done me just the same if only he could. Like I'm quickly growing old, so I hope that you are thinking of your son, 'cause tomorrow morning
I'll be Mass Chase, and of course that's today. I killed a man I didn't know. Dwayne Porter, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Tell us what's going on at the ports.
Yeah, it's going to be another busy one next week for the ports. You know, we've got the containers and the boats and you name it. But the council are thinking about putting shipping containers down by the bank that gave way off the Mount Maunganui Hill.
Well, it's just a bit of protection because you never know. There might be another slip there.
$215,000 is going to cost the council to do it.
Well, they may have plenty of money.
No, that belongs to the Tainui and the Iwi.
Well, sad to say, maybe it's a deal with, maybe Tainui is going to pick up the bill too.
And also, I read that there's going to be the green light for the Hamilton City Council.
Well, they promise a lot, but they've got to look at their own budgets because we're $1 billion in debt, allegedly. We may see a lot of major drawbacks with the government taking money from Peter to pay Paul, et cetera, as they say. I didn't hear the budget this week, but I have seen the aftermath of it. As I mentioned earlier, Dame Linda Topp sent an expletive-filled message to Paul Goldsmith at the Aotearoa Music Awards. I'm not going to play it because it's filled of expletives. She has just lost her big sister, 68 years old.
Yes, and I can tell you, even the mother out at Bupa were out there this morning and actually saw her around there, and she didn't look too good. And also but with the green light, the council is going to get the 2-hour free parking.
Well, that sounds good.
Yep, I just read it before that they're going to get the 2-hour free parking.
Yep, that's what Tim promised. He's keeping his promises.
Well, about Tommy's kept his promise, you know,
we'll leave you there because I notice I've just been waved from outside the door and I think Trevor Lloyd is in the area, so hey.
Well, make him wait.
Shut up. Talking about sports, 1971, remember this?
Called one of the greatest solo tries ever made by an All Black. It was against the Lions, Lancaster Park, 1971.
The corner flag was sort of not that far away, 50 metres away, which might sound a long way, but it's not that far. I just put my ears back and went for it. Yeah.
Still going. Fends one off on the right. On the left. Still going. And the crowd are just going wild.
The great Ian Kirkpatrick Kirky from, of course, the East Cape. Gisborne, et cetera, 17-2. Trevor Lloyd's not far away at Free FM 89.0.
Thank you. got away.
That's the New Zealand boy tenor from the 70s, David Curtis, and that's the Bee Gees song, Words. We talk to Trevor Lloyd very, very shortly, but first of all, we can't leave you with, we've just been playing some Billy T. James, and right now, yee-hoo! Here is John Hall Grinnell and the late John Clark, Fred Dake.
Across to Switzerland, where old yodelers be, went across to China and to yodel it. Climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel, yodel. She taught me to yodel.
Try that.
I will, mate. You want it on the phone, John? It's all right, I'll take over here. Can do with a touch of class.
She taught me to yodel, yodel.
We'll play you one of New Zealand's longest number one songs from 1981. It's 12 minutes to two. Good afternoon, Trevor Lloyd.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Oh, too bad. A bit nippy out there in winter. I don't like winter.
Yep. Yeah, you got your car back?
I have, after over 4 weeks.
Yeah, I won't ask them what the price was. Oh, you can tell the listeners. Tell the listeners how much it cost you.
Triple figures.
Over $4,000?
Yep.
And more?
75 cents over.
Oh, it's expensive these days, but hey, you've got to have transport around the city because you're on the bus route, but you told me once you've never travelled on a city bus.
Oh, I have, to the hospital.
Yep.
And back, the bus stop's not too far from where I live.
Yep. Yeah, no, and of course, with people in our age group, you can travel around the city for free. You know, get your B card and your Super Gold card mixed together. I believe Winston Peters and the Budget is bringing in that you're going to have your photo on your Super Gold card. So,
you're
not worried about that?
Not really. It's on their license anyway. So. Yeah.
Put our ugly mugs on there. Anyway, what's been upsetting you this week?
Well, according to the news in America, by the end of the decade, they'll have a station on the moon.
Are you worried?
Well, I think they're getting their priorities wrong. For a start, you can't live on the moon because the gravity is not as strong as it is on Earth, and therefore weaken your bones.
Yeah.
And there'd be the problem of ongoing oxygen.
Yeah, and of course, one of the things that Donald Trump has been chasing around is UFOs. He's got theories about UFOs. And anyway, I'm going to paraphrase Gary Schofield. We normally have Gary at this time, but he's not with us today. But normally, I looked up what's going on in Britain. Sorry, in the US this week. Trump has been forced to take his name off the Kennedy Center that is named after John F. Kennedy. Trump's name has to go. He did it illegally. The court has ruled his name has got to come off the the Kennedy Center, which was named in honor of John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963. The center dates from 1971. The thing that Trump is doing is he's destroying the White House. He's destroyed the East Wing. I think he's been banned from building the East as a replacement for the East Wing. He's going to be charged with government damage to government property before he's ended, before his term ends.
I think the biggest mystery of the human race is how he got voted in the first place.
Money, mistrust, bribery, bigotry. There's still a few of these bigots, the MAGA brigade around. There's a guy who's running for Texas for the Senate. They called him out this week. First they said he was gay, then they said he was transsexual. All the bullets are flying right now before the midterms. The midterms in the USA, they are they're not far away in November, so the primaries are going on, and yeah, so...
It's more like a drama than reality.
It would make a good reality television series, The Apprentice, Part 2. Oh, I used to watch The Apprentice with Donald Trump. It was quite good in parts, but... He is totally off his tree.
Yeah, I thought he was intelligent in that program, and to a degree. I've seen that otherwise since he's got into politics. Yeah.
I would love to see his IQ. It's and of course he made some excuse that he wasn't sent to Vietnam. So there's lies and more lies, and I love having fun fast. Yeah, I do find that his lies are...
ludicrous.
Are ludicrous. Anyway, Trevor, we're missing our mate today. Mel will be back on deck next week, hopefully. We're going to play you the song that we spent numerous weeks at number one in New Zealand. This version was recorded at the Founders Theatre in Hamilton. I've played it before. This is the late Sir Howard Morris, and we'll leave you on Cosmopolitan News and Views with How Great Thou Art. Enjoy your week. See you next week.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. For God am I, tori pe kakio, ti aho mai, la roto I te po.
Whakapono mā te tūmanako me te aroha. Oenei taonga, te mea nui o te aroha. Ladies and gentlemen, the three most important things in life, faith, hope, and love. It is with my love that I thank you all for sharing this night with me.
Oh,
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.